Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Throughout my lifetime, Thanksgiving has been a very important holiday, just behind Christmas. It's our opportunity to say thank you to our friends and to God. The first Thanksgiving celebration was in 1620. Our pilgrims landed on Cape Cod, and after the first harvest, they had a Thanksgiving dinner with the Indian tribe. We have reason to be thankful, as our nation has grown. With more than 300 million people, we are a global superpower. People from all over the world are scrambling to get to the United States any way they can. So thank you, God. We are grateful. Now, let's put on the table a few issues of the day. We have finished harvest, and now we need to ship the grain to customers that need it. And those customers are all over North America and the world. But a railroad strike is about to shut us down. Our government needs to take their threat seriously and make sure it doesn't happen. Okay, turn to Cuba, only 90 miles from Florida. We have a bipartisan congressional group in Cuba this week, and we need to expand our exports there. I have been to Cuba myself 4 times, trying to find a way to sell more of our ag products. They import most of their food, and as close as we are, we should be their source. Last subject, China. In Indonesia, at the Group 20 summit, President Biden and Chinese President Xi had their first face-to-face meeting since Biden was elected. They talked for 3 hours. The two most important, powerful nations in the world need to find a way to live together. Russia and Ukraine are at war. Europe and the United States are supporting Ukraine. We don't want China helping Russia. Also, we have a list of trade problems with China that we need to resolve. China is our biggest market for ag products, grain, and meat. President Trump imposed tariffs on China's goods, hoping to reduce our negative trade balance with China. Another concern is China wants to bring Taiwan under their control. We don't want that. And with the severe clash over politics, trade, and technology, we need to prevent conflict. Let's find some common ground. Thank you to President Biden for his effort. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.